Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the Liberty Report. With me today is Daniel. Daniel McAdams, good to see you.
Hello, Dr. Paul.
Well, good. There were big news yesterday on Chelsea Manning, a case that we've been interested in for so many years. It's hard to believe. What is it, 7 years now since this has been going on?
Yeah.
But I think most people know about her, but, you know, very briefly, she, exposed some of the things that the government is doing. The most important thing, really, the atrocities that we were committing in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the state didn't like it, so she gets arrested and court-martialed and ended up in prison. But that's just part of it. She released classified information. But in comparison to what other people have gotten in sentencing, for doing what she did, she got really a tremendous sentence, 35 years, and essentially it was solitary confinement.
Yeah.
And not a stable person to begin with, yeah. And attempting committing suicide.
Yeah.
It was a real mess. But we were interested in the case, obviously, because we were learning the truth, getting the truth out, exposing our government for the mistakes that they're making. And that's not well received by the people who want to perpetuate the falsehoods about the government and the falsehoods about the empire. So this is terrible. Truth is very dangerous to them. And, of course, they had to come down hard on her. So she's been in this prison all this time. So I think I didn't follow it on a day-to-day basis and try to get inside information on how seriously they were considering clemency for her. But, you know, when it was announced, that was a big deal, and a lot of people have been talking about it, and there's a lot of people furious about it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are happy that it's some revelation of truth. I recall, you know, the big episode with Daniel Ellsberg, you know, when he exposed the truth about Vietnam. And I was probably, you know, evolving in my determination to understand libertarian thinking. And, you know, I was just trying to figure it out. But, you know, the consensus was that that guy was a criminal and he was a traitor, should go to jail. It turned out on technicalities he didn't have to. But he's a citizen today. When we talk about Manning and Snowden and these other things, he's sort of looked up to as a person that understands this. So I don't know what's going to happen here, but I know you've spent a lot of time thinking about this, and we've actually put some things on our website dealing with this case.
Yeah, it was a surprise. There was some rumors that he might be on the short list for a last-minute commutation of sentence or pardon or what have you. And we actually, there was a flurry of notes, I think, trying to encourage the president to consider this. As a matter of fact, as you know, we were contacted by Amnesty, who've been working on it very hard, and they asked whether you and Dennis Kucinich would sign a joint letter to the president, urgent joint letter, which, of course, you did. And that joined a lot of other letters, and I think probably had a big influence on the president's decision. But it was a surprising last-minute decision. As you point out, people that have been convicted for infractions similar to Manning's have gotten significantly less prison sentences. So it seems appropriate that 7 years in solitary confinement is time served.
Well, to me, it was a delight. I saw one headline this morning, and I didn't read it, but it said, can Trump reverse this after he's president? I don't think he can without looking at the details, but I think it would be darn foolish for him. As a matter of fact, it's probably a blessing in disguise for him not to deal with it, because he probably wouldn't have been able to. Let's say most people are sympathetic. In spite of the noise made by the neocons, he'd probably have just a difficulty looking like that person, because hasn't made any friendly statements toward Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
So I think it probably helps Trump in that he doesn't have to deal with this. And so I think it's good, because there's more truth out. And I think the more respect we can give for the revelation of truth, even if it's the practice of civil disobedience, the better. Because the government's not in the business about telling us how they mess up on things. I mean, I've said many times on this show what commissions are set up for.
Yeah.
You might say, well, let's have a commission. commission and study this out and find out why things didn't work out. Well, commissions are set up to cover up mistakes by government or cover up sinister plans by the government. You know, maybe they are involved in nefarious activities. So I think anything that we can do, of course, to me, this would be less of a problem if we had our government less involved in world affairs, running the world, less involved in spying on Americans, less involved in participating in the biggest economic manipulator and financial manipulator in Federal Reserve. It's all those things that encourages reason for us to know more. So I think this is great.
Yeah, and as you point out, the usual suspects, the neocons and the Washington elite, we're less than happy about this revelation. John McCain said, her dishonor will last forever. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, said, Chelsea Manning's treachery put American lives at risk and exposed some of our nation's most sensitive secrets. Tom Cotton, the neoconservative senator, we ought not treat a traitor like a martyr.
Wow.
And we had, there was an interesting tweet storm yesterday, and that's just kind of a funny word, but it was quite fascinating. We have actually our first graphic. Judith Miller, who you will remember, was really the chief person who helped amplify the lies of the neocons about Iraq and put us into a war where so many people were killed. Here's what she put up yesterday. Obama commutes sentence of Chelsea Manning. How many people died because of a Manning leak? And actually, our second graphic will answer that question, and it was answered back in 2013 when we first started. And if we have that up, this is a brigadier general that was investigating it for the prosecution. He had to admit during the trial that he could not find any instance where there was a death attributable to what Chelsea Manning had leaked.
Now, can Judith Miller hide behind... Well, she was misled by the people who were gathering the intelligence, or these outright lies.
That's exactly what she did. When the storm was breaking, she went back in there and said, "Not my fault." Essentially, not my fault. They just fed me the wrong info. You know,
the same way that our leaders so often say that, and everybody who went along, you know, with Bush and going into war, well, we were misled. And how about the British example of that, too? They actually did some serious looking into it and found out that there was some deliberate misleading by the intelligence agency, and they participated. I mean, they were our cheerleaders, you know, for getting us involved in war. But, you know, they worry about it, and rightfully so, but I think WikiLeaks went out of their way to make sure that no names were left on this material. And they talk about people dying?
Yeah.
How many people died at the hands of the lies told by the United States government along with its allies? I mean, not thousands, probably millions of people when you add up everybody in all the wars of the past 15 years. It was, I figured there was at least 10,000 Americans when you add up all the contractors and everything. But how many people are continuing to die? I mean, every day you'll read, if you look around, civilians, collateral damage, more people died. Yes, we have to stop them. ISIS is, you know, doing this. They never want to evaluate the whole situation. They don't understand the politics of the area, the history, or anything else. But, yes, the government tells lies. But what happens if an individual ever lies to the government?
Yeah, that,
that's the whole thing. You know, it's perjury. An FBI agent, they come in and do all sorts of things. And then if it's a teeny-weeny lie, that becomes 1,000 times bigger than the crime that they were charged with, which they couldn't be convicted of. So it's the fact that there's a place that we put our government in that they don't deserve. The government is supposed to be small and subservient to us, and we're not supposed to have to be in crawling obeying every single thing they say, or listening or believing every single thing they say. That's what the real problem is. But I think there's some encouraging signs about it.
Yeah,
how much we're believing our government.
Yeah, I think and that's probably something we can thank people like Manning and Snowden and others for. But you know, going back to Judith Miller, this is a person literally with blood on her hands. I mean, it sounds dramatic, but it's true. She willingly repeated what her confidential sources told her. She was a stenographer for the neocons. Every salacious detail, Saddam's drones, you know, or capable of bombing over and over and over. She did it without questioning. She didn't do a reporter's job. She did a stenographer's job.
Yeah.
And now she's questioning everyone. But what about the others, you know? We know, for example, we know that Manning's releases did not result in anyone killed. Well, what about Cheney's lies?
Oh, yeah.
What about Rumsfeld's lies? What about the people underneath them? Karen Kwiatkowski told us a lot about what was happening in the Pentagon at the time when the neocons were forcing only intelligence up that told one part of the story.
You know, in recent weeks, the big news item is the issue of fake news. You mean there's actually fake stories out that aren't true? But, you know, it doesn't seem like there's anything new about this. I was reading a little bit about, you know, even the beginning of the neoconservative type foreign policy back at the beginning of the last century. It was the same thing. It was fake news. I mean, getting into the Spanish-American War, it's fake news. And so, but I think this whole issue of fake news coming out is very interesting because I think that's good. American people should realize it. But instead of the people portraying these lies and innuendos, they don't quit. They seem to buckle down and tell bigger lies and more frequent lies. I think it's interesting when I heard stories from people who had come from the Soviet system about how the people of the Soviet Union, they didn't believe a word they were told. It was all propaganda, and they knew they were lying. All they did was they tried to survive, you know, and survive the Gestapo and the KGB. That's what they do in dictatorships.
And we're getting there. You know, as you say, that is a bright spot that people aren't believing. But, you know, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to go over exactly what Chelsea Manning leaked, because you'll hear a lot about what happened. But there were four main categories of things that she leaked. Videos, and one of the most famous was collateral murder, which showed really the U.S. drone operators killing civilians in the street and celebrating that fact. Many, many of those videos. Incident reports from Iraq and Afghanistan. Info on the torture of detainees. And thousands of State Department cables. And there was a great piece in The Nation a couple years back. Chase Mader wrote it. And he went through a couple of the things that came out in the cables. These are these whole, you know, terribly secret things that we dare not know. But if you indulge me, I'll read you a couple of them. There's a bonus one in the end that I think you'll really be interested in. But here's from Chase's story. Information leaked from the Pentagon and files obtained by The Guardian, which is the original publisher of the WikiLeaks stuff, contained details of more than 100,000 people killed in Iraq following the U.S. invasion. Can't know about that. Egyptian torturers were trained by the FBI. Can't know about that. State Department memo, the U.S.-backed 2009 coup in Honduras was illegal and unconstitutional. We hacked their country. Washington was misled by its own diplomats on the Russia-Georgia showdown. This is what we learned, and here's the bonus. You're going to love this. The original full leaked cable from April Glaspie to Washington, D.C. after she met with Saddam Hussein in 1990. That's one of the things we learned from that.
Yeah.
Can't know that.
And that gave the green light
to the war.
That's right.
So this is why they're so angry.
We don't care about a border dispute between two little old countries in the Middle East, and yet they set up the stage for the so-called justification for all-out war forever, you know. So
as you said when we started, these things are a challenge to the state, and that's why the state reacted.
They cannot stand it, and yet the American people have tolerated it too much, but fortunately less so. But it's getting more difficult. Somebody asked me the other day about the significance of the First Amendment, and when I left Congress, I mentioned that as the most significant thing. You know, all the Bill of Rights, very good, but I thought the First Amendment was key, and they put it first. And that is our ability and our legal right, our natural right, to talk about things and criticize our own government. Once they take that away from it, this is very difficult. And I, as so many libertarians have expressed, the delight that we have the internet, you know. And I keep thinking, even with the intrusion of government, that hopefully there will be these smart libertarians out there that will know how to always exist in spite of the government. But I guess now, compared to maybe 5 years ago or so, I'm much more cautious about that because I see how some of these big social networks are in bed with the government, and they were established for this purpose, and they participate. The government's probably not smart enough by themselves to collect all this data. And remember the one bill at NDAA, they said, well, yeah, the government's not going to collect the data anymore, but we are going to make Verizon and everybody else do it, and then we'll exempt you from any liability. You know, so they use it. So there's more of that stuff. And once again, the ultimate fear I think we should be looking at is the collusion of big business and big government. And I think people ought to be vigilant even in the next 4 years about that, just because things can be done. But I don't like threats and intimidation or giving orders to a business person, and I don't like it. And you say, well, we'll use them to promote our cause. No, we just don't need a government like that. If the government has a job to do, they ought to be protecting our privacy and our right to speak out. They ought to, be protecting the right of the free market and property rights. But when it gets into all this other stuff, all it does is invite mischief and problems that we have. And then the special interest comes in. And then, of course, then especially on foreign policy, which we're talking about here, it's way too involved. I mean, there were some shortcomings about exactly how we got into World War I and World War II, but conditions were so different. You know, there was a declaration, there was an enemy out there, somebody had bombed us, and Hitler declared war against us. The people came together in 3 years, they were defeated. The Japanese and the Germans were defeated because there was something very, very precise. But here we are in a less precise world and why it exists. And now we're just defending and trying to build an empire. In these last 15 years, now it's getting to be more than 15 years. In fact, you can really go back to 1990 if you want to, with the first Persian Gulf War, And it's been nothing more than trying to, establish and secure and expand the empire. I mean, just this whole idea. Now we're putting, we complained the other day about more troops in Poland, but now they're in Norway. Yeah. What do we need the Marines for in Norway? Oh, well, we're going to bug the Russians. Mm-hmm. The Russians are ready to invade Norway. It's so disgusting and so stupid, that I just don't know why they do that. And yet, what do they say? Well, you guys aren't even Americans. You don't want to defend the greatness of America. This is our moral duty. We are the exceptional nation, and we are responsible to do this. Otherwise, who knows what would happen to these poor people if they were just left alone? Maybe they'd be like Switzerland or Hong Kong. That's what I think.
But, this just all demonstrates why people like Manning, people like Snowden, and publishers like Julian Assange are so important. This last administration that's leaving declared war on whistleblowers. They prosecuted them more aggressively than any other administration, all other ones combined. So let's hope that this might give some courage to future whistleblowers, because these are the things we need to know about our government.
And what law did they use? The espionage law 1917, which was more or less dormant for a good while, and the peace candidate resurrected the Espionage Act. But anyway, I want to thank all our viewers today for tuning in today. Of course, this is a very interesting and very serious issue. It's going to be around for a long time, but it's a good example of an individual who wants to get the truth out that can contribute to it, whether it's Daniel Ellsberg or Edward Snowden or Manning. This is what we need. We need the truth out, but it's just so tragic that the truth tellers become the enemy and they get put in prison, and they say, well, what they need to do is just come in and they can report to the Congress, and the Congress will deal with it, and then we'll protect you under the Whistleblowers Act. The Whistleblower Act protects the government. It doesn't protect the whistleblowers. And that is what we need. We need to know. We need a lot more whistleblowers. And yet, unfortunately, they are taking great risk with their lives by telling us exactly what's going on behind the scenes. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.